Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What did the prophets know about salvation? I wonder.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We are glad that you are here with us. Hey, it's a great day, man. Smile. You know, you're not on that, what was that camera show? You're not on there, but hey, God sees all. And He cares about you and your family. Oh, He cares about you and your children, your husband and your wife, everybody. Matter of fact, He cares about everybody. And so, but I'm just letting you know that he hadn't forgotten you. Even though it feels like it. It might feel like if he hasn't. He has not forgotten you. I tell you that right now. Keep yourself together. Hold it together. He's going to come get you after a while. He ain't forgot you. And He won't forget either. That's one thing I love. The Lord's memory is good. He knows when to throw away the sins and not look back at them. And then He knows how to remember everything He said. He has good, perfect memory. I love it. I don't want God remembering my sins. Do you want God to remember your sins? I know I don't. No. I don't want Him to remember none of that. I don't need Him remembering no kind of way. No. That's why I try to stay under the radar. I don't need God getting on me. I'm just glad He took them away. And since He took him away, He can't bring him up again. I'm trying to stay away from all of that. Listen. Keep your family in prayer. Always keep your family in prayer. You don't know what's going on in life. And you can't stop everything, you know. Sure, they can, you know, they're your children or your wife or your husband, whatever. If they're with you and something jumps off, you help them. You'll help them, but just always keep your family in prayer just in case. You just never know what's going on outside. You never know who's driving and who's doing what. Just ask God to continue to keep your family together. Protect your family. Just keep them under God's care, man, under the blood of the Lord Jesus, because you don't know. You're here today, gone today, you know. Life can change like that. You know, you just never know what can go wrong or what could go right. You know, you're out there asking God for their protection and asking God to open their eyes to see all the opportunities that are out there for them. Ask God to open their eyes so that they can see all the opportunities, hear His voice, know where to go, follow His lead. He's the guide. He's the one that knows everything. Yeah. And if you've been trying to teach your children about God or teach your wife about God and bring God into your marriage and your family and stuff, God knows that. You don't know everything. Nobody knows anything. If you want to be truthful, you know, we're all in this together. We're all trying to make it through here so we can get to that salvation land. That's what we're trying to get to. Somebody say salvation land. We're trying to get to salvation land. And listen, while you're praying for your family, keep Brother Nard in your prayer. That's me, Brother Nard. You know, even though I became pastor here with the 1st of May. But hey, just pray for me. Keep me in your prayer. Keep my family in your prayer. That we do what God has for us to do. Now we do what God has for us to do, regardless of what we want to do. And it's good to have some things that you want to do. But really, we just want to make sure we're doing what God has given us to do. You know? And if we just keep ourselves forward, God will show us what to do. He always has. As a matter of fact, even when you're not trying to get his instruction or listen to his instructions, you still going to get them. And trust me, they will sit right there looking at you until you give in, I guess. You know, he's not going to make you do anything, but you just keep looking at the instruction and you just give in. Like Jonah did. You know, we read about him the other week. It's like he ran off the opposite direction when after he heard God's instructions. But even when he got in trouble, he still had to pray. So keep your family in prayer. Keep yourself in prayer. There you go. Keep yourself in prayer so that you can do and be all God has for you to do and be. You know? Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, I got a story. I got a story. Listen to this. So last week, I did I don't call them sermons. I call them lessons. So Sunday, we did our lesson. And we went to, Ecclesiastes 5 or something like that. And I'm going to show you just how things happen. Because sometimes I would always tell people, I could say one thing, but about time you hear it, God has translated the one thing that I said into something else so that you will hear something else. You know, because maybe I get it wrong. Maybe I've gotten it wrong, right? But if God translates, I'm trusting him to translate everything that I'm saying so that you can hear it the way he wants you to hear it. So that you can hear what he is saying to you, not necessarily what I'm saying. I'm just standing up there talking. I just want you to hear what God has to say, right? So last Sunday, we're going through Ecclesiastes 5. And a sister in the church, she didn't hear me say Ecclesiastes 5. She heard another book, another chapter, another verse. And while we were talking about one thing, God led her to that other verse. And it was talking about the same thing that we were talking about in another chapter. So we were in one chapter. She was in another getting the same message. I tell you, listen, God does things like that. He does things like that. You don't ever have to worry about people not getting the truth. God's going to make sure you have it. You know, because a lot of times we as preachers, oh, that's not the truth. That's not, you don't know what the truth is. Only God has the truth, and God is the truth. He's the only preacher. And so all I want people to do is to hear him, not necessarily me. I stand up there for the whole role of pastor or the whole role of doing the lesson or the whole role of preaching. But God is the one with all the information. And so she went to one verse and we went to another verse, and man, oh man, sure enough, did she get the same message? And so after church, she was asking me something about the message. And the next day she was asking me something about the message. And I said, well, we went to this. She said, I thought you said you went to this. And this is what I heard. And whatever she was saying, yeah, it was exactly what we were talking about in Ecclesiastes 5. Whew. God does things like that. God does things like that. Now, we are going to go on over to Peter, 1 Peter, verse number 10. We'll go to verse number 10 and we'll start there. Talking about what did the prophets know? You know, those are the people who everybody had to hear and obey. Not them, but God would give them a message, you know, for them to obey. And I keep saying, I feel like something on my teeth. But anyway, he would give the prophets things to say, and the prophets would say those things, and they would basically warn the people. And so, but salvation was something that the prophets really didn't know anything about. Doesn't that sound strange? Salvation was something that the prophets that we talk about really didn't know a lot about or anything about. You know, everything that they said, they were saying, this is what God said. I don't know nothing else. And went and sat down under a tree. You know, now watch this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10. Talking about salvation, right? So salvation is basically, verse number 9 talks about the reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your soul. So salvation is the reward for trusting him. And so before you come to him, you must believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you're diligently seeking him, you're believing that he's going to reward you with that salvation, which is the it was a reward for trusting him. Your salvation is a reward for trusting him. So verse number 10 says this, talking about that same salvation. Verse number 10, this salvation was something even the prophets wanted to look into. They wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. So they were talking about it, but they really didn't know what they were talking about. You get it? Because they were trusting God. So me, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trusting God. He says the salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about the gracious salvation prepared for you. It wasn't just prepared for those people at that time. It was prepared for you, everybody, for you, me. That salvation was prepared. And they didn't know anything about it. They wanted to know more about it. They didn't know. That's how you know they were talking from God, because they didn't know even about the salvation that they were talking about. This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. Verse number 11. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when he told them in advance about Christ's suffering and his great glory afterward. They wondered. Well, maybe I should say wondered. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ, what was in them. See that? The Spirit of Christ was in them. The Spirit of Christ was in them. So Jesus was in them. I'm gonna let you sit there and think about that. I try to tell you all the time, there's only one God. There's nobody but him. It's only Jesus. But it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to believe that, but I'm hoping that he reveals that to you. And you don't have to know that in order to be saved, but it helps. You get it? All right. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about. They were like, what is he talking about? This Christ and suffering and all this stuff. What is that? And so he was in them, telling them about what was going to happen to him, and they had no idea. Woo! Come on in here, Jesus. Teach us.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.